This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Marcia Bunger. Marcia is the administrator of USDA's Risk Management Agency, or RMA, in Washington, D.C. We'll look at what's coming for risk management in 2024. First off, domestic and export demand for sorghum. Tim Luss, National Sorghum Producers.
So pretty consistent. Ethanol industry continues to buy as prices allow. Certainly as we got further into harvest, prices didn't allow as China really came in very strongly again and ran sorghum prices up over corn in most of the country. So continue to see very strong pull from China, even with some slowdowns and some challenges in China. They have still been a very strong buyer of U.S. sorghum.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Marcia Bunger. She's the administrator of USDA's Risk Management Agency in Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Never better. Thank you for joining us. And here we are now in 2024. So maybe before we get too far into 2024, just pump the brakes a little bit. Look in the rearview mirror, and how do you think we'll summarize 23 in years to come?
I think we'll summarize 2023 as we hit a new mark as far as never before seen, with $207 billion of liability being covered by the programs that RMA administers. We continue to see exponential growth and, of course, lots of interest in specialty crops, organic crops. And so last year was a big year for a lot of new products for our specialty crop growers. But also what was huge was our double crop initiative, which was also historic in nature. It was a call from, you know, this administration for RMA to see how we could assist farmers with growing more food as a result of the invasion in Ukraine and the concerns about shortages of food. And so RMA took that and ran with it. And after visiting with over 70 stakeholders, we expanded our double crop coverage into 1,500 counties. And as a result of that, we provided opportunities, and we saw a huge response from farmers when they came back and said, yes, we want to try this, and yes, we want coverage. So we saw probably over 4,000 requests for new written agreements, which was never done before either. So it has been a lot of record-breaking in 2020.
Well, now 2024, obviously we've got existing programs out there. LRP, Livestock Risk Protection, we've got the Pasture Rangeland Forage, dairy revenue protections in there, and we're also going to throw a new program in. I know it's a pilot program for four states, but weaned calf risk protection. Were you listening to the market when you decided to roll this out?
Well, it was a coincidence, but livestock producers are a very important part to American agriculture, and we at RMA looked at ways to improve and expand insurance options to help with their needs. And I think this is a result of just that with the weaned calf. Like you mentioned, we have a number of other livestock products that we've seen a tremendous amount of growth with utilization of those products. But then again, we have not in the past had really a product for the cow-calf producer. And so through the 508H process, we have now been able to announce and roll out weaned calf. So like you said, it is only in four states, and, you know, we want to make sure that we get it right. And so that's why it's being piloted in a limited area. But I certainly hope that there is some interest and at least some initiative to take a look and learn more about it, even if you don't decide to buy it this year.
Well, speaking about learning more, this is really a good idea, I think. It's a roadshow that you're on. I guess we could say not quite a worldwide tour for RMA, but a livestock roadshow. So tell us what this roadshow is and what the purpose of this roadshow is.
Definitely. We learned from last year with the response of the roadshow that we did last year for Whole Farm and Micro Farm. We received a lot of positive feedback that this was something that, you know, that RMA has not ever done before either, and that it was very successful, well attended. And so going into this winter, we thought, you know, why don't we do another one? But let's focus on livestock. And of course, I have a personal interest just because not only do my husband and I have row crops, but we also have a 200 head cow calf operation. And so I thought, perfect. While there has been a lot of growth in livestock, there's still lots of areas of the country where I still hear from producers, ranchers, you know, what does RMA have for us? And of course, that was just a sign to me that we need to continue our efforts educating and informing livestock growers. So the Livestock Roadshow has been hitting the ground and running. We've already had some in-person, I think total 12 in-person informational meetings around livestock products, but then also 2 virtual for those that can't attend in person. So we have coming up next week and the following week, 2 virtual workshops, one on January 8th at noon Central Time, and then again the following week, January 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And the links for getting registered to get on to those virtual workshops are available at the RMA website. So any and all are welcome to attend. So whether you are a livestock grower yourself or if you just have interest in what RMA is doing, if you're a crop insurance agent, please consider and get signed up, and you will listen to a number of subject matter experts talk about a number of livestock policies, including the weaned calf product.
And again, those in-person sessions, we've got Oklahoma, California, South Dakota, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, even headed to Alaska. And some might think Alaska, but a vital part of the Alaskan economy is ag.
It is. It is very much so. So it's exciting to see that, we are making that effort to touch as much as many producers as possible, whether it be in South Dakota or in Alaska.
Well, now all you have to do is figure out a way to get to a warm place, like maybe the U.S. Virgin Islands. But back over to the programs, and again, we kind of ran through these: annual forage, dairy revenue, livestock gross margin, livestock risk, pasture rangeland and forage, and the weaned calf risk protection. As you look at that toolbox of opportunities, if you will, for producers. And again, I know we've kind of touched on making some changes over time, but will you pick up possibly from some of these sessions in this roadshow, maybe ways to improve those programs as well?
I certainly hope so. That is also a main objective of these workshops and roadshows, is that not only we are providing information, but that we're also hearing feedback. So do not be shy when you're either attending as a virtual or in person. We need to know how some of these products are working for you, what's not working for you, because we are not a stagnant operation. We continue to tweak and modify and revise and add to that toolbox that you're talking about.
And how important is it for... Obviously, we talk from time to time about the importance of the state office, of our county offices, our local offices. But how important is it to have a partnership with insurers?
It's very, very important. And while we are not similar to FSA and NRCS as far as customer facing, we do have 10 regional offices across the country that you, I would encourage anybody to reach out to your specific regional office if you have questions or concerns. We also have a wonderful partnership with our private partners, the insurance companies, and our crop insurance agents. So, you know, there's a number of avenues to reach out and discuss, talk to people that are experts in the field. And so we get great feedback that comes up through our regional offices with producers contacting those folks, but as well as we get feedback from crop insurance, livestock agents, our crop insurance companies. It's just a continuing evolution of the information that flows back and forth.
Speaking of information, the website is rma.usda.gov. So we remember usda.gov fairly easy. Okay. Just drop in the RMA dot in front of that, and then you'll be able to find your way over to the products, but also the Livestock Roadshow. And as we kind of conclude here, do you have a parting message for producers as we move into 24, especially based upon some of the challenges we've seen last year? Do you have some words of wisdom or maybe some cheering words to help out?
You know, I think what I have to add to our conversation today is, while USDA RMA doesn't require the purchase of any of these products, many times, and I'm speaking from personal experience, many times my lender does. And it's the ag lending sector of this country that plays a very integral role in how we continue to operate from year to year. And so I think, you know, when I was talking about all of the partners, I was remiss and didn't mention our bankers. Our bankers are a wonderful source of information. You know, they know your operation specifically. You know, they pull up your operation and take a look at it. And I think they can also provide some valuable insight to what kind of coverage they think you should have based upon your debt load, your input costs. So that would be probably what I would like to add. When people start to talk about their own operations, it's private. And I know sometimes you don't feel very comfortable just talking openly about your own finances, but I know that you can't be shy when you have to go in and borrow money. So please involve your ag lender as well in these conversations.
Again, the website is rma.usda.gov. Marcia Bunger, Administrator, USDA's Risk Management Agency, on today's Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Administrator of the Risk Management Agency, Marcia Bunger.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Follow RMA online, rma.usda.gov. cotton.gov.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
What kind of market will our soybean growers encounter in 2024? USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says on the export market we'll get a lot of
competition from South America.
That, plus an overall decline in U.S. supplies of beans, will take a toll on exports, USDA projecting soybean shipments falling by about 12% this year. However,
one of the offsetting factors in the U.S. market has been we've had a pretty resilient and robust domestic crush. Oil has been drawn off for supportive policies in the biofuel market. And so here we are actually looking about tightening U.S. soybean stocks.
So by the end of the 2024 marketing year, those stocks will be down by about 8.5%. Not enough of a downturn to send prices up, but at least to break their fall. USDA forecasting average soybean prices $12.90 a bushel, down $1.30 from this past year, a drop of about 9%. Gary Crawford, Washington.